Good morning, and welcome to Destiny, the Open Door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you on today wishing you a happy Saturday. We thank the mighty God presence for such a glorious day. And the grace and mercies pouring forth from out of the company of heaven. Our focus for today rests on beloved Saint Germain. Yes. Who was previously embodied on earth as Father Joseph. And our beloved Saint Germain as Father Joseph was and is Jesus' father. Video stream, so bear with me. Archangel Zachiel and Archei Amethyst, Elohim Arcturus, and Lady Compliment Victoria, and these great beings of light assist Mother Earth and all life belonging to this evolution with the changes happening with our planetary system and world, which is going through a transfiguration process of massive proportions. We each are also going through a transfiguration process individually and collectively. Have you contemplated as to why I use the phrase in my prayers and in my decrees, the phrase of, in the name of my beloved presence of God, I am in me. If the presence of God is with you, where is the appearance that seems to limit you? You are conductors of energy. You consciously knowing or not knowing it to be so. And so, you are either short-circuited, living a world of separateness, or you are in tune, in harmony with the infinite ever-presence of God, who is the one true source of all life. There in our everyday mist, we have three great flames. I always talk about the rays, I talk about the flames that we can utilize as Jesus did while he walked the planet, while he walked on this blessed planet at any time. These flames and activities of the sacred fire enables the control of energies of each one's world. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 states, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Yeah. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Jesus utilized the resurrection flame, and he let us know in our Ascended Master's teachings that it has a quickening of the vibratory action of the physical and inner bodies, right? Yes, making each tiny electron spinning around its own central pole, if you will, moving more rapidly and throwing off the vibratory action of Earth. It connects the vibration with that of the great I Am presence within. The second is the flame of transfiguration, enabling the sacred fire within, right, to expand more powerfully than the atomic pressure of the outer world, right? Yes, as it is projected down to those students of the I Am race, they will generate this power in increments as we on Earth are learning to build up that momentum of our authority and our dominion. Yes. The third flame that can be mastered by you through our Blessed One Jesus Christ to use is the Great Ascension Flame, which surging through each one's physical, mental, emotional, and etheric bodies carries the energies of one's world, right? Yes, upward into connections and contact with our own Christ self. It's, you know, it's there above us. And so, and the Father, Mother, God of this universe. So, with that ascension flame surging through each one's physical, mental, emotional, and etheric bodies, it carries the energies of one's world upward, right? Into connection and contact with our own Christ self and the Father, Mother, God of this universe. Those flames are still in existence today. They have grown and intensified, right? Yes, and power. In the thousands of years since Jesus availed himself of their presence, you, each one of you, blessed ones, have opportunity always now as you enter the realms of light and life. Yes, to use the resurrection, the transfiguration, and the ascension flames to make of your energy a harmonious conductor of gifts and powers of this ever I Am present one. We each stand at the threshold at the very threshold of new opportunity every single day. All of humanity have been bathed in the violet flame of mercy and compassion. Every mistake and error that you have done without it being intentional to do wrong has been melted and transmuted by the sacred fire. All of the causes, all of the cores, all of the effects, record, and memory, right? Yes, all of those are going into this consummation of the flame. It's melting away into the sacred fire. Everything that you have ever done wrong. And so your inner bodies and your flesh are lighter, right? This day, because we are ever changing in our earthly vessels, we must work towards our inner freedom. And because it is your own experiences, your own bodies, through and by the mercy and through the grant of the karmic board, which has melted so much of the human veil, melted so much of the human veil, enabling you, if you choose, to realize the ever presence of your God and the master powers of this universe. Yes. All right. So we just went through our introduction. We will go into our short preamble and our decree session, right? And from that, we will go into our prelude, which is talking about the transfiguration process that we each individually and collectively on this planet Earth are going through. And the planet, it is also going through this transfiguration process. When I talk about transfiguration, most of us may not understand that, and some of us will. Those that read your Bible, Jesus went through his transfiguration process while on this earthly plane and was transformed into the new day. And so we each individually and collectively are doing the same process as we are learning about our internal true higher soul selves, right? That is the great I Am presence that abides within us. I explained the other day that Jesus said he would send us a comforter of the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Comforter is the great I Am presence that abides within us. God individualized himself in each one, and we must go very deeply. That's why we are issuing those fiats up to God in the heavens, because God has individually inside of each one on this blessed planet connected himself to us, right? Yes, internally, standing 9 feet in diameter above us, as Jesus Christ in most of the photos has this glow about him, is the circumference of that beautiful essence and radiance of the great I Am, extending downward by the silver cord, right? Going into our internal heart, that the very recesses are of our sacred chamber of the heart lies the great I Am, ever-present God within us, Yes. And so we must bring him forth each day by doing what? Issuing our decrees and our affirmations. Come, come, come. Mighty I Am Presence into our being, into our world, into our affairs each day, and radiate out all that you have to offer us on today. And so that's why we're issuing these decrees, these fiats that I call them, because it is necessary. It is like medicine to our being, to our soul. And so let us go ahead and start with the short preamble on today. I will give you a second to just prepare yourselves as we are coming out of the book of Saint Germain Pressed. Right? Yes. And guys, ready? I Am Decree Book number 2. If you are a part of the group, you have been issued that a while ago. And also, page, I don't forget what page, number 86 and number 91 as we begin. All right. And I'm sorry for taking up this time. I had to get there. All right. So our short preamble is this: in the name of our beloved mighty I Am Presence, higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light, the Master Chohan, beloved Saint Germain, Archangel Zadkiel, Archai Amethyst, Elohim Arcturus, and Lady Compliment Victoria, beloved Jesus, Archangel Michael, protect us in the forgiveness of God, the mercies of God, the transfiguration of God, and making our ascension into that great light. Archangel Uriel, still us in our quiet minds and quiet our minds in the stillness of the hour as we enter into that moment of silence with presence each day. Elohim, peace. Yes, and all who serve in the temple of mercy, come. 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 Come, come, come in your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Come, come, come in your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Come, come, come in your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Raise your cosmic swords of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us. Hold them eternally sustained, ever expanding and world engulfing until all our beloved Saint Germain activity cover the earth, cover the earth, cover the earth and reign everywhere supreme with full power for all eternity. Number 86 states, through the beloved, invincible, fiery, victorious, mighty I Am presence, which I am, in the invincible, fiery, victorious hand of the cosmic Christ, I demand, I command that as I enter sleep tonight, I am clothed in beloved Saint Germain's crystal cup, crystal armor, and crystal cross of 1,000 suns, in the ascended master's precipitated light substance, and be sealed in their transcended garments of 1,000 suns, the sacred love of the sacred fire, the precipitated light substance of God's light that never fails, and become a lake of blazing flame at the inner level, which will give beloved Saint Germain an opportunity to accomplish more quickly that which must be done shortly. Oh, beloved mighty I Am presence, I demand and I command that as I enter sleep tonight, I am clothed in beloved Saint Germain's crystal cup, crystal armor, and crystal cross of 1,000 suns, in the ascended master's precipitated light substance, and be sealed in their transcendent garments of the sacred love of the sacred fire, the precipitated light substance of God's light that never fails, and become a lake of blazing flame, that which is what we went through earlier, the resurrection flame, the transfiguration flame, and our ascension flame at the inner level, which will give beloved Saint Germain an opportunity to accomplish more quickly that which must be done in a shorter time period. And 91, in the name of our beloved mighty I Am presence, glorify thou me with thy heavens, that heavenly love of eternity. Glorify thou me with the sacred fire of the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun. Glorify thou me with the power of thy will done on earth as it is in heaven, and as it is in the ascended master's octave of light. Make me thy manifestation divine. Glorify thou me with thy heavenly love of eternity. Glorify thou me with the sacred fire of the mighty I Am presence. and the great central sun. Glorify thou me with the power of thy will being done on earth today, as it is in heaven. And the ascended master's octave, make me thy manifestation divine. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. Thank you, presence. All right. And our prelude for today is the author J.J. Hertak wrote The Keys to Enoch in the 1970s, 1973, I think, to be exact, that touched on the universe, that touched on the divine creation of this earth and the vast tiers of heaven which offer the planet Earth assistance beyond the average human minds that cannot conceive it. Let us explore some of the divine writings of this great master of light and wisdom in the effort to understand the changes that we see happening on Mother Earth today. As the earth is going through its process of transfiguration and transmutation and transformation, so too is all life going through stages and phases of transfiguration, transmutation, and transformation daily. The Father's limitless light is being poured forth, and our tree of life is being activated. Love from the highest levels is penetrating the planetary veils. From the higher worlds without limit or end, the emissaries of light come in vast numbers to advance the foundations of life and refashion new worlds. They bring with them light, which is greater than 1,000 suns, to awaken our next stage of evolution and to assist in bringing us into a purer form of superluminal light. We have been living within the sun universe of his creation, and we have experienced our realm within the living Word. Now we must open to the recognition that we are to transform this space-time vessel into the greater universe of the spirit of his love. Yes. The spirit of his love. Graduation is upon us all, and with it comes a new sense of oneness with the myriad worlds of our Father's house of many mansions. Through this new synthesis, space and time are conquered, and we are ordained to put on the similitude that goes with the divine image. Truly, before we can physically advance, we must consciously advance through thought forms, which are as firing torches of creativity, connecting the two dwelling temples of spirit within our brain. Within our brains, the living flame geometries of color and sound. Within the keys open, the mind locks of our consciousness for the divine mind to be seated directly within our innermost mind. So we can begin to think in divine pictures which trace and compose many scenarios of creation through this non-linear cosmic language. Our consciousness is expanding to communicate on different levels of reality, activating within our mind and our being a higher perceptual level of communication. This is the opening to the higher divine mind, which works as a continuous revelatory process through a universal media which transcends the written and spoken word and works with the living word, which emanates as a plural dimensional hologram of the many worlds that we know of, right? This higher revealed wisdom opens the seven seals in the Western tradition, or the seven chakras in the Eastern tradition. So the West, which is us in the United States, knows the seven seals as that higher wisdom. But in the East, where India is, they talk about the seven chakra system of our being. Those are our energy centers through a process of breathings, intonation of the sacred sounds, visualizations, fusion of many levels that we cannot even conceive while on earth, and projection going beyond the chemical construct of our divine memory. The seven seals open simultaneously, linking us with the cosmic tree of life, right? Beyond the circuitries of our body and mind, we enter the higher dimensions of thought form, creativity, and operate as one with the internal mind of the I Am. For this reason, the keys of Enoch are to be experienced simultaneously on all seven levels of form and divine form, from the subatomic, molecular, genetic, mathematical, musical, paraphysical, and the superluminal aspects of the revealing nature of the Shekinah. The Shekinah divine presence, the feminine aspect of the Godhead, exists in all creative orders of all dimensions and is the power through which we are re-spatialized to partake of the virgin birth of our embryo God self. This is the age of the Holy Spirit, where the bride and creator become one, creating a new peoplehood of trinitized powers who are the barriers of a higher Christed seed, unfolding life anew by virtue of this greater union that is without dualistic separation. Through the knowledge of the keys to Enoch, beloved, you will be prepared to go through the destructive fury of earthquakes, the destructive floods, storms, pestilence, famine, the mysteries of birth and death, change and permanence, and find your place in the Yahweh is stationing himself in the assembly of the divine ones. Help me, O Father, to gather the children of Abraham. Help me, O Father, to gather the children of Isaiah. Help me to gather the children of John, Amen, Ptah, Buddha, Hari, Satyasena, Krishna, and countless other masters into the office of the Christ, so that all godly living beings who are eternal and associated with you on different spiritual planes shall be as one in the divine unity, which shall penetrate the earth, so that no man in the east and in the west dare ignore thy kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. We are in the midst of a change in the life code, and the experiences of the world around us and all its brilliance and eternal recurrence is preparing us as sons and daughters of life to awaken to our own divine creative process that has its unity in the man-God partnership. Let us experience God El Infini and his work, taking chaos through its process of awakening into a divine plan of creation. By means of the limitless light, the Ein Sof, that extends and governs myriad expressions of life through and by new creations. Let us truly be one with the Christ, right? Which reveals the glory of the collective messiahship for all humanity. For all humanity, which is in the return of Moses, right? Which is in the return of Jesus and Elijah. As they left this earth, the collective transfiguration, which shows that Jesus did not work by himself, as most of us think he did, but within a brotherhood of light, which has its higher meaning, according to Enoch, in the threefold giving the star code of the Father's plan to the human evolution. Moses gives man the Torah Or, the blueprint of God's kingdom on earth. Elijah demonstrates oneness with the vehicles of light, which attaches our physical universe and other universes. Wow, Jesus shows us, right? He shows us how the body of flesh can be transfigured so that the human self and over-self body unite. as the Christ body of eternal life. The story of the Christ within the spiritual Israel is to see how everyone will have a Christ birth in the new age, where true love of the Father, of the great Father, prevails. Let us go forward to prepare the children to walk with the luminaries, proclaiming thy presence in the healing of the sick and anointing of put off thy shoes from thy feet for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Put off thy shoes from thy feet for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Exodus 3 verse 5. Isaiah 55 and 3 states, incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Everything connects us to the Star of David, right? Yes. All right, now. This is so beautiful. Let us marinate on the living word. In the name of our beloved presence of God, I am in me, the source that is anchored within, deep within the very recesses of my heart. I acknowledge and I accept presence, the great I am, coming into my being and world on today. We call to the great host and legions of light to allow entrance of these great blessed ones of the light. Those individuals who are working with their Christ on each day. And those legions of light who have assisted life so long on this blessed planet, I ask that the violet flame of transmutation come into our lives now and change that which is not of the light of God into all light now. I ask that the flame of violet stay lit to blaze forth the forgiveness, blaze forth the mercy and freedom to all of our beings now, to have a forward progress in these areas of life that need it, and for those areas of our lives that need to recover from past hurts and past pain, I ask that the violet flame move throughout our being and world now to eradicate and erase all blocks known and unknown that have formed obstacles and roadblocks that seemed permanently put there, and to release all shadows from this now to usher in the greatest light, to usher in the greatest light that our bodies can stand right now, this instant and today. Charge, charge, charge forth into our beings now the most intensified light quotient to consume all darkness and shadows lingering in our midst, and replace it now with the forgiveness ray, with the transfiguration ray, with the transformation ray, with the mercy ray on today. I ask that our divine divinity arise and awake, arise and awake, arise and awake to understanding of our very own reality of the mighty I Am Presence now. We make the declaration now. O beloved mighty I Am Presence, come forth, come forth, come forth right now. Beloved mighty I Am Presence, we call to you to be the ruler of our lives on today and for always, as we draw nearer to thee, the human, and silence our resolve as mighty I Am Presence acts in the realms of life that is needing forgiveness, mercy, and freedom of that which needs to be changed in our lives completely. And to that end, we resolve all that is wrong and replace it with what is right, the Ascended Master's way, which is full perfection and freedom and the victory of the light, which never, never, never fails to act on our behalf. We thank you, and it is done in the name of the Father. It is done in the name of the Son. It is done in the name of the Holy Spirit and World Mother. And so it is. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. We call so graciously on the law of love. We graciously call on the law of forgiveness and mercy for all mistakes that we have ever made in this embodiment. And so we call to our beloved and blessed Saint Germain's violet consuming flame of 1,000 suns and its threefold action of love, wisdom, and power to penetrate through us and to dissolve and consume all that is less than perfection. Make me and all of us forget them and compel the memory and record consumed from the universe. We demand we never, never, never again recall any of these mistakes. We demand the door of our world be sealed against anything and everything that has ever gone before, which did not produce perfection. We are all light operating now on God's blessed planet. We are the violet flame. We are the violet flame. We are the violet flame. We are the transfiguration flame. We are the transfiguration flame. We are the transfiguration flame. We are the ascension flame. We are the ascension flame. We are the transfiguration and ascension flame. We are the flame of love. We are the flame of love. We are the flame of love. Thank you. This is the end of our beautiful message that we have laid out for you today. I hope that you all have received what you needed to receive in this beautiful prayer, meditation, and decree session on today. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door, and our spiritual life teachings, signing off. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Saviot. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. May the blessings of God be upon you all. May the mercies of God always shine upon you. And may you have the ability to so forgive yourself and forgive others, while the mercies and the grace out of the company of heaven douse upon you each and every day, and allow for that transfiguration to rest and abide with you always until you make the ascension into that great light, into that great light, into that great light of 1,000 suns. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. Om. Thank you. Thank you all for supporting Destiny, the Open Door, and our spiritual life teachings.